I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Some new fishing possession limits kick in on Wednesday, March 1st, on all state waters for a species that some folks consider a rough fish. Others don't, which is why the new limits are being put into place. I'll tell you more about this mystery fish species when we return. But first...
Looking for a new opportunity? Apply at Fleet Farm during our spring hiring event. Now is your chance to work where you love to shop. Become a Fleet Farm team member and enjoy flexible scheduling in a fun and fast-paced environment. Plus, you'll get a 20% team member discount for you and your family. There's no better time to work at your favorite store. Join the Fleet Farm team during the spring hiring event. Apply at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Spears, anglers, and bowfishers will be allowed to keep up to 10 gar, the toothy prehistoric fish native to Minnesota waters, beginning on Wednesday, March 1st. That's when a new gar possession limit is in effect for all Minnesota inland and border waters. The limit applies to long-nose and short-nose gar, which previously could be kept in unlimited numbers. The new limit is among other new regulations in the 2023 Minnesota Fishing Regulations booklet. While the DNR has less information about gar compared to fish species like walleye, pike, or bass, DNR research is underway to track their populations, with initial results expected in the latter half of 2024. Additionally, the DNR is forming a new work group with members of conservation groups, members of the bowfishing community, and other interested citizens to identify conservation strategies for other native rough fish. Learn more at mndnr.gov/fishing. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.